Arkansas Real Estate Headlines. AR Commissioner of State Lands launches online parcel search tool. The Arkansas Commissioner of State Lands Office, led by Commissioner Tommy Land, now offers an online parcel search function through its website. Real estate professionals in AR can quickly access parcel records to verify land ownership, assess state-held properties, and streamline due diligence for transactions. Bookmark list. /l.tol.org/home/search for fast parcel lookups in your next AR deal. Arkansas Real Estate Headlines. AR Commission Rates Explained. What agents need to know about structures and negotiation. A new guide breaks down average real estate commission rates in Arkansas, covering commission structures, negotiation strategies, and alternatives to traditional models. Understanding local commission dynamics helps Arkansas agents price services competitively and communicate value to clients in an evolving market. Review the full commission guide at the source URL to sharpen your pricing strategy. Arkansas Real Estate Headlines. Arkansas Building Code. State Fire Marshal adopts 3-volume fire prevention code. The Arkansas Building Code, adopted by the State Fire Marshal's Office as part of the 3-volume Arkansas Fire Prevention Code, applies statewide, including in rural and unincorporated areas. Real estate professionals need to understand that building code compliance extends to all properties across Arkansas, not just urban or incorporated jurisdictions, affecting due diligence and property valuation. Review the full code requirements at the Arkansas Department of Labor and Licensing website. Arkansas Real Estate Headlines. New Arkansas Property Records tool streamlines deed, lien, and permit searches. PropertyChecker.com now offers Arkansas-specific property records search covering owner information, deeds, permits, tax records, loans, and liens. Real estate professionals in AR can consolidate due diligence research into a single platform rather than navigating multiple county databases. Add ArkansasPropertyChecker.com/ to your transaction workflow for faster property record lookups. Arkansas Real Estate Headlines. AREC consolidates licensing, education, and consumer resources on updated portal. The Arkansas Real Estate Commission has centralized quick links for license applications, continuing education, complaint filing, and consumer resources on its homepage. AR real estate professionals can streamline license renewals, track CE requirements, and access commission forms from a single hub. Bookmark RX homepage for direct access to 2026 renewal forms, approved education topics, and licensee guides. Background and context. 3 deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has 3 hard clocks, the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule, the entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after. Background and context. Why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of AR cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day and, in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it. Background and context, the HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CC&Rs, 4 documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study, is the association underfunded? The most recent 2 annual budgets, the delinquency report, what percent of owners are behind, and any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag, below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10,000 to $50,000 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period.